Every Sunday night in homes around the Upper Hunter, arguments go on about what they're going to watch on TV. I don't know why they're arguing when all they need to do is wait until a Monday morning when the Oracle joins us to tell us. How are you this morning, my love?
I am here to bring you two shows that I bet have passed people by, but they're both amazing.
Well, a mate of mine has been begging me to watch the first one you're going to talk about. I just haven't got around to it yet. The theme today, Crime Does Play. So what are we talking about?
And what's the show, Mr. In Between or Brassic? Which one have they been begging you to watch?
Mr. In Between.
Mr. In Between. It is such a revelation. First of all, it's completely Australian. And so that is so fun to watch. It is a crime show, but it is one of those bumbling idiot crime shows. So it's written and played by Scott Ryan, who is a revelation. I've never seen him before. He lives somewhere in Sydney, and he's got a little daughter as well that he parents. There's three seasons, so you can watch the whole lot, and then it's a complete arc. You've watched the whole lot. And he's just a petty criminal, but a successful one. And he's got some idiot friends, and then he's parenting his daughter. So it's that kind of like, he's you know, punching someone in the face, and then he's buying her an ice cream, and then there's these weird subplots with Russian, you know, Russian mafia. Look, it is something that I caught my husband watching, and anyone who follows our weekly chats knows that often his shows are not my fave.
Yes.
But he just sucked this one up, and I'm like, what is this? What is this? And then when I sat down to watch it, it's terrific. It's a terrific Australian dark comedy show. And we do them so well, that gritty urban street setting and those sort of slightly, you know, those criminals that are just a bit, you know, a bit dumb and make stupid decisions. It's so good, and I highly recommend it.
Well, my mate has been begging me for ages. In fact, he's a little appalled that I haven't got around to doing it. So now that you've recommended it, then I have no choice. Now, our second one that we want to chat about today is Brassic.
Yeah, so this one is quite... it's quite old, and there's a few of these sort of Irish or English or Welsh TV shows where a bunch of young lads are just being idiots. And this is in the same vein as Mr. In Between, except these guys are young, and you will recognise these actors because they've gone ahead and become quite successful in a whole bunch of other English shows. So it's an old show where the guys are quite young, and again, they're a bunch of dumb criminals and, you know, they're poor and they live in, I guess, the equivalent of projects, or they live in like, you know, commission housing, and they do a bit of drug dealing, they do a bit of muscle work. But this show, it's just, I guess it's about friendships and it's about, you know, working together and trying to survive as a criminal in a very poverty-stricken island. But it's funny. Again, a dark humorous show.
So these are all rough diamonds. Is that another way of looking at these people, or is there are there reasons to dislike them?
So Mr. In Between, I would say, is definitely a rough diamond, and then his sort of allies and mates are just buffoons and, you know, make do dumb things, and he's just appalled because he's a bright one. And then with Brassic, they're all stupid, down to the last man. You know, it's kind of like the in-betweeners, you know.
Yes.
In fact, it's sort of, I guess, it's sort of a name thing. They're just idiot men and they're idiot girlfriends, but they get into such almost Benny Hill-like strife with their attempts to become great criminals. You know, I guess it's reminiscent of Two Hands, but just not so dark, that movie with
Heath Ledger.
Yeah, Heath Ledger all those years ago. And I mean, that's how I like my crime. I like my crime with a grain of sugar.
Fair enough. It's always good to look down on people in my experience. So keep an eye out for Mr. In Between and Brassic. And don't forget to join us again next Monday when Irina joins us to tell us what to watch on TV around the Upper Hunter. Thank you, my love.
See you then.